Hello there. From behind the yellow line, this is Tramon episode 43. My name is Kirk, and as always, I'm joined by my friend and ranger, Christian Rainwater.
What's up, everybody? Our big thunder topic of the week is we shall not pass.
It's time for us to simply walk onto Main Street.
One does not simply walk onto Main Street.
Roll the intro.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard Tramon, a Disneyland podcast. Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding. As a courtesy to other passengers, we ask that there be no eating, drinking, or smoking on board. In just a few moments, we will begin our trip into the Disneyland Resort news and topic of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, this tram is ready to depart. Driver, you are clear.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks, as always, for joining us. We are your hosts, Kirk and Rain.
Don't even ask me. Don't even ask me how I'm doing this week, because you know. I know how you're doing this week. You know how I'm doing this week. Just like all our fellow APs, we are all sad.
Yeah, we're hurting. Just some alternate names. Rainwise Gamgee.
Rainwise, yeah.
Raindolph the Wise.
Nice. Nice.
Right? Is it?
Yeah.
I had some. No, that's it for now. But there's no Legolas thing here.
Kirk O'Baggins.
All right. So let's wipe these tears off these iPads with
mousekeeping. If this is your first time here, welcome aboard Tramon, a Disneyland podcast, where Kirk and I talk about the Disneyland Resort through our eyes. If you enjoy the show, like, subscribe, comment, review us wherever you can. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know if it's bad, good, you know, whatever you'd like, let us know. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Stitcher, Alexa, whatever you want, we're there. If you guys want a visual guide of the show, which hasn't been very active lately because we've had some different topics, follow at Tramon Podcast on Instagram. For these links and some fun gifts that Kirk made a while back, visit us at Tramon.com.
Yeah, I got to do some more.
I like the gifts.
And welcome to Wednesday, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what a week.
Yeah.
What a week.
Maybe at the end of this, I mean, it's already after, we should record something, make it go live Tuesday and say, hey, are you looking for Tramon? We've moved to Wednesdays. That way people see it and yeah, we're going to do that. And then we're going to forget, but we're not audio only.
That's fine.
All right. So let us get into your right in which members of the fellowship write in about things they disagreed with or, corrections, because we're wrong all the time.
Let's just do it, dude.
There are no members of the fellowship this week.
No.
What?
Let's just make a Lord of the Rings podcast.
Oh my god. What? No.
But we won't mention the Hobbit movies once, because they have been shunned from my mind, and I do not want to ever see them again. Anyways,
we had our breaking news segment about the vaccine.
Yeah.
Literally the day this aired, they started vaccinating in Toy Story parking lot.
Yeah, that's how it works here. That's insane. How it works. It's always the day after we record.
No, okay. You know what, though? Mm. There was news released yesterday after we would have recorded. So I was keeping track because I was like, when do they release news? Literally whenever they want.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
There's no rhyme.
Yeah, what's the rhyme or reason?
Like.
Sometimes it's Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. It doesn't matter. We're not a news podcast. However, I want to go back to the... Oh no, it was Instagram. You sent me the vaccine thing, right?
What you expect when you go to Disney.
No. You were like, look at those tents.
Oh yeah, dude.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
I counted. There's 14 20 by 60s. No, actually 12 20 by 60s, 3 20 by 80s. That's a lot of money.
Hey, you told me how much it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah. You want me to say it?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so you sent the story and then you went, that's at least 300,000 in tents. And I was like, so you're saying there's a price for my pride? Yeah. All right.
There's always a price.
So the other thing we do when you're right is we raise a glass to my brother Kev, who made us some beer. So this is a sequel to Tamarind Don't Hurt My Feelings. Mm-hmm. This is Tamarind Don't Burn My Tongue. It's a spicy tamarind beer.
Nice.
To the future of the AP program.
To the future.
Cheers. Oh, that is spicy.
Yeah, spicier than I thought.
Whoa.
Man, my taste palate is just going to be all over the place today, dude.
Yeah, so I made Rain some coffee. I waited until, like, said I'll be there in 25 minutes.
There's more traffic than usual.
It said, it was about 25. I looked out my window and I saw you walking and I started the water and I heated up the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, coffee first or beer first? And I was like, oh, the coffee's going to get cold. And you were like, yeah, I don't like hot coffee. I like it kind of, I'm like, you like it lukewarm? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you still like it though?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. So how do you drink those lattes? The caramel brulee? You wait? They cool down pretty quick.
They cool down fast. Like if you get a drip coffee or like the, what do they call
Never
it?
Never cools down.
That thing is scorching hot, dude. Yeah. Always. And I would get that coffee all the time because it's so cheap in comparison to everything else. But in order for me to drink it, it's going to take like 2 hours. You know what I mean? Like, we tried the pistachio latte.
It's good, but it doesn't taste anything special.
No, I like it a lot.
Mm. Yeah, so shout out to Kev, who also likes lukewarm coffee.
Shout out to Kev, man. I haven't seen Kev in a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. All right. So, I don't know, like, we got to add more, like, oomph to the news. Mm. That breaking news thing was cool with the music, but, like, I like this song, too.
Yeah.
So, with that, it's time for some news. All right. So, let's just get this one out of the way. You can drink water downtown Disney now.
It's been hot here.
Yeah.
That's why.
They said due to excessive heat. Like, all right.
It's not excessive. But it's like 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if you're out in the, you know, in the sun for 2-3 hours, you know, going through downtown Disney and Buena Vista, you'll need some water. You told me that, right? When you went, you were dying of dehydration.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I totally understand. Like, how can you not tell somebody to drink water? But
yeah. So you're allowed to kind of go off to the side and drink water.
Yeah.
But that's about it, which that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, may go back, may not. They have for any purchase in downtown Disney or DCA, a 65th anniversary AP magnet.
Oh yeah.
For APs. Wow. Yeah.
And right now they're doing 30% off everything. Right?
Yeah, up until some date.
Yeah.
Like February 24th or something, 15th, something like that.
I took the day off from work today, but today's a holiday. And I remember waking up in the morning being like, you know, I'm going to take today off. I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe I should hit up Buena Vista. I haven't been in a while. And then I saw the line to get into the parking. I was like, oh, I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a holiday. I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. I was at work. It was a normal day for me.
Yeah.
So
it was supposed to be a normal day for me. I chose for it to be a special day.
Wait. You personally didn't go into work?
Yeah. No.
Oh, work was open.
Work was open.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
I chose not to go. Yes.
I choose not to run. Mm-hmm. Same reference as it's very refreshing and still no one has written in. but I got some people to write in this week. For We Had It So Good.
Yeah,
so that'll come later. Yeah. That's the trick. You just got to post that you're writing the episode and people will write in. So look forward to that. So RJ writes in, he beat Kimmy and he wrote, finally.
Boom.
Rainforest Cafe is becoming Star Wars Trading Post and it's located in a hidden jungle resistance base. And they said Rey's speeder will be displayed up front. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. They're making Rey's speeder. Like, I get to see that. And I remembered something.
Mm.
Rey's speeder is in Launch Bay, and they're just moving it outside.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like taking something that's already there, repurposing it for something that kind of makes sense.
Okay, anything that looks like Mayan or whatever, they're going to cover in like banners or something.
Mm.
Oh, wait, but it's supposed to be a base. Maybe they'll put fake leaves.
They'll put more foliage.
Yeah, foliage. That's the word. That's a good word. So that's cool. And with that, Wonderground Gallery... is returning. We had some bet about this. I don't exactly remember the details.
Neither do I.
Something about Galaxies. Oh, Trading Outpost will be open. I think you said permanently.
Mm.
And I said that it'll go away when the park's open.
Mm-hmm.
So this seems permanent, but we cannot call it until the park's open.
Yeah.
Or we had some. We there was something.
That's not a hipster Mickey bet?
It may be.
Yeah.
Or is a wonder? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
someone know. Someone will tell us. Kimmy will tell us. She said she listened to the reopening episode again because it's like everything's sad. And yeah. So now this scared me.
Why?
Featuring housewares and headbands, spirit jerseys in an array of colors, along with unique art and collectibles.
No, it's going to change.
Disney Home is right there.
Yeah.
Spirit jerseys are in World of Disney.
Yeah.
Don't. Unless it's one spirit jersey, a special one every month that an artist did.
It might be that they had that painting one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like they said, what did they say?
It has to be
spirit jerseys in an array of colors.
It has to be different if they're saying that, if they're announcing that.
Like, I don't know. It's got to be a special one from an artist. Otherwise, like, don't do it.
And because Off the Page is their new Wonderground. Kind of.
Off the Page has always been that, though.
Yeah.
They've always had the art.
But didn't they announce like Off the Page featuring Wonderground or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. So it's a little scary, but it is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And the Disneyland annual pass program is being sunsetted. Kimmy sent this to me first, right away.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to you. Then RJ sent it to me. Gene sent it to me. And the next day, my dad sent it to me, as if I hadn't already heard. But
Gabriel broke the news to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Literally 5 minutes after LA or OC Register posted it, he sent me the article. He said, sorry.
So
I posted it on my Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the reel? The one that I posted?
You sent it to me, but I was getting tacos, I think. Is that Friday? No. Oh, wait. Yeah, Thursday. Because Autumn and I was with Autumn.
Yeah.
And I was like unable to watch it at the time.
So I posted that reel
and
I got 12 responses.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've never had 12 people respond to anything.
Yeah. RIP, sad face. Brandy's friend Cindy responded with the mad face. And I said, I'm done with this world. Shahani responded. Tony, my landlord, Sosa's stepdad responded. Dude, everyone responded to me because they know how much this means to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that, let us get into our Big Thunder topic of the week. Toot.
What a depressing topic, man.
We shall not pass.
Yeah. It's the end of an era. It's the end. Like, okay, I saw this tweet and personally I felt attacked. Okay. But somebody said people acting like they losing part of their personality. And I was like, yeah, kind of. I mean, it's a big part of my everyday life.
It's my third place. Have you heard of the concept of the third place?
It's like home, work,
and the place that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Or like that you enjoy or whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a third place.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I have a third, fourth, and fifth place. Third is Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fourth is the movies. And fifth are restaurants.
Jeez, dude.
And they're all closed.
That's rough, buddy.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, it sucks, man. It really sucks.
Yeah. So, what was I going to say about that specifically? Oh, yeah. I don't know if I said this to you, but I said life as we know it is over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we knew it, I guess. So, let's do the details, and then we'll circle back to our sadness.
I'm going to chug this beer.
It's too spicy to chug.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do we even say anything about the beer? It's got a lot of flavor, and it's really spicy. Yeah. Your phone is not a coaster.
I grabbed something the other day. I forgot. A cookie.
Yeah.
A cookie. Brandy's little sister made a cookie, and she passed it around to me and Brandy, and I used my phone as a plate. I put the cookie on my phone. Brandy's like, that's gross. And I'm like,
dude, yeah, you eat tacos and sandwiches here, and then you'll go back to typing on your laptop. I'm like, what? Dude, I wash my hands before I like touch any technology.
Really? That's why all your stuff lasts forever, dude. My stuff goes bad so fast.
Yeah, Jaren. His Delta Monkey Gaming channel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He posted something like, "Hey guys, remember to replace your mouse pad every couple months." I'm like, ew. I don't have one anymore, but like, mine never got dirty because before I sat down on my computer, I washed my hands. I didn't eat Doritos at the computer. I don't think he does either, but I'm like, dude, Jaren, wash your hands.
He's a real gamer, dude.
We're going to post this on. I'm gonna put this up, the Jaren thing. Yeah, so.
No, dude, like, I saw him doing all the streaming stuff, and I'm telling you, that's what makes me want to do, like Disneyland video game streaming and, like, Game Boy streaming. Like, I don't know. It seems fun.
No, yeah. But
Just
wash your hands.
Just wash your
hands. Dude, those freaking controllers are $65 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like we said, we're going to get into the topic. 18 minutes. Not bad. Not bad. All right. So here are the details. They specifically, I mean, I noticed this, but Kimmy told me like three times. Mm. They used the word sun setting. And
sun's getting real low.
Sun's going down.
Sun's going down.
But sun setting is a trigger word to RJ because he plays Destiny. And sun setting is this thing they do where they make all your weapons worthless once a year. And then you have to grind for them again. So, sunsetting means going away, but not completely. As in, like, it's coming back.
Yeah.
Because the guns go away and they come back, kind of. So.
But when?
Soon. TM. So, all passes are getting refunded. All passes are canceled. And they're gone. You have no choice. You're getting your money back.
So, but that's only if you paid for your pass in full.
There's different ways. But this is basically how it works for all of them. Well, if you did the suspended thing, you're done. The monthly, if you did the I don't care anymore, let it expire, mm-hmm. you stop paying in March and then they just didn't charge you again and
right.
It's over.
Right.
If you have paid or you were going to pay or whatever. So you take your total amount of money that a pass is worth, I think, mm-hmm. and you divide it into the number of unblocked days. Right.
Okay.
And then you take that price per day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you multiply it by the number of unblocked days there were before March 14th.
That
you were able to go, yeah. Basically, right? And then you take the total price that you paid for your pass, and then the dollar value of what you were allowed to use before March 14th.
Mm-hmm.
You take that out of the total price you paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what you get back.
Got it.
So if I paid $1,000 and I used $600 worth of the pass, I'm going to get $400 back.
Right.
Because the number of days, whatever. So
at least we're getting something back.
Yeah. So here's what's fun. If you paid with a credit card, it's just going to go back to the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
If your credit card is not on file or you got a new one, which I did, you're going to get a check in the mail.
A check in the
mail? I'm going to get a check from Disney. I have to wait for it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
But I mean,
yeah,
we'll see. That'll be cool.
Hopefully it's not like a lame subsidiary of Disney. You know what I mean? Where Albert says Disney on the corner. I got a couple
Walt Disney Company.
Yeah, I got a couple of those. Those are nice.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right, yeah.
I saved them.
I would have gotten a check from Apple, but I think they just transferred the money because I wonder what's Apple doing cutting checks.
I have a... At my desk still, I have a sign-in. It was like a signed temporary ID
mm-hmm.
for when I went to Walt Disney Studios. And all I did was literally pick up a check. I didn't get a tour. I didn't get anything. I just met somebody there and she handed me a check. But I had a little temporary ID with my face on it.
That's cool. Yeah. It's the only thing you have from Disney with your face on it because we don't have those passes anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Where is my pass?
So I took mine out of my wallet. Oh, here it is. I brought it with me. So what's funny is we call them passes. They're annual passports. Why? Because it's right there.
So where? Right,
turn around. I swear I saw it.
A coffee bean and tea.
No, I saw.
That's my unemployment card.
Oh, wonderful. So what was I saying? Oh, the day tickets are called passports.
Really?
Yeah, because you get to go to different lands.
Oh.
Yeah, it's always been called that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now, this is the old design. We never got the new design.
No, I like the new design a lot.
Yeah. I kind of wish I had one of those now.
Yeah.
Because it says like the pass holder thing on it.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know. I never really liked this design.
This one, yeah, me either. All the other ones are, I feel like
every
better.
Single other one was yeah. better.
I saw a picture on Twitter, which I'll show you right now.
Are all of them lined up?
No. It was a pass from 1983.
Whoa.
Yeah. I didn't even know they had passes back then. Check it out.
Wow.
Yeah, like hand laminated. Yeah, it was very interesting. Very interesting. But still, was called an annual passport. I guess it's always been called an annual passport.
So.
Man, what a depressing time.
Why did Disney do this? Well, when the parks open, there will be a reservation system. What's it called? Park Pass or something?
Yeah.
And
just like Walt Disney World.
Yeah. And so all the days you would have had available for your pass would have been subject to this capacity and this reservation system. So then I lost it. Disneyland would have to give us a grace period for us not to be mad. Like basically your countdown to expiration does not start yet.
Because you're not getting the full experience.
Yeah, because basically everyone has the same days that they can go.
Right.
So why did Walt Disney World not cancel their passes? Few reasons. One, they opened a lot sooner.
Yeah.
So it's fine for the grace period because people are just going spending money. It's it's like whatever to them. Now, the pass holder versus general public like population or attendance is flipped over there.
Yeah.
The rumor or speculation is that it's 80-20.
That's both. What I was guessing.
80% of us, 80% of Disneyland is like pass holders. 80% of Walt Disney World is day tickets or vacationers.
Right.
So to those, that 20% of pass holders doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right? If you're a pass holder in Walt Disney World, like they don't, okay, check this out. They don't offer discounts for pass holders.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah. Weird. That's weird. Like DVC, you get a discount. Credit card, you get a discount, right? But passes, nah, nothing. Literally nothing. It's weird.
I think because like they know those people don't go as much, so they'll just buy stuff anyway. But for us, it's like you're here all the time. You're not going to spend money. Oh, he's a little something.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That 20% for the signature is huge.
Yeah.
20% is actually a lot. I always hated 15%. It's like a slap in the face of a discount.
Yeah, and 20% is a lot easier to calculate in your head. Instead of like one, what is it, 1/6, 1/5, 1/6.
Yeah, 20% is 1/5.
Yeah, well, 15 is 1/6.
It's not.
It's not?
It's around 1/6.
It's exactly 1/6.
No, it's not.
15, 30, 45. Oh, you're right.
Could you imagine all the times you gave people the wrong discount? Yeah. So, now, at this point, basically, at the very least, the extension to the expiration, because it's been closed, would be an entire year plus a grace period.
It's a lot.
So that's over a free year of Disneyland.
Yeah.
I don't think they could do it.
Yeah.
Even though you kind of paid, didn't, whatever, because now they're giving you money back. Mm-hmm. So they're also losing out on some money. But I don't think...
They must have ran the numbers.
They 100% ran the numbers.
And realized it was more cost effective for them to give us money back.
Yeah. And so the other thing is like if they did give us the grace period or whatever, the people with signatures would complain.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't we use them now? Or why can the other people use them? Like I paid more for
them. Why can't SoCal Select get the same days as...
Yeah. And it's kind of justified.
Yeah.
Now, if it was a grace period, then it's not justified. Like, it'll all go back to normal and you got free time, right? But people would complain anyway. And then Disney would have to limit capacity so much that, like, pass holders would just be there for free. And either there would be no pass holders there or there would be so many that they're barely getting ticket sales. Like, it just doesn't work out for them anymore. When they were going to open in July, or they thought they were, they could have... ate the cost, right? Because like we at this point it's like we're hungry but we're tired, right? But back then we were just hungry. We would have gone there and bought everything we could, you know. Now it's like we still might, but it's like we're kind of beaten down right now.
But at the same time, I know if I go once the reopening happens and I spend my day ticket, you know, I'm going to be there from 8 in the morning to 12 midnight.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, no, I'm buying a 10-day ticket.
10-day?
You don't have to use it all at once, usually.
Really?
So we'll see. They're gonna have they're gonna have tickets like that.
Okay.
For sure. But we'll see.
Yeah.
So why else would they do this? They wanted to do this anyway, but we'll come back to this.
Okay.
We're putting a pin in that. And we're going to talk about what we think the future membership is going to be. So they announced that there will be a future membership option. Why membership?
Why the word membership?
So memberships don't sound like it's an all-access thing.
No.
It doesn't sound like a pass to do something.
Being part of D23 is a membership.
Yeah. Now, members to things get perks.
Mm-hmm.
They get special things they can do,
mm-hmm.
but they don't necessarily get all access, you know?
Yeah.
A pass is like, go on ahead. Members get
that's a good point.
Discounts.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Members get...
I'm a AAA member.
Yeah, what do you get for that?
You get 3 roadside assistance things a year.
Yeah.
And some discounts places.
So maybe members get a few tickets a year?
Yeah.
A few discounted tickets a year, some special deals?
Yeah.
I don't know, but... Now they also get an all-new naming scheme. So what does that mean? They won't call it Signature again. Because then you'll be like...
That was kind of new, though.
I know. Why? Why didn't they call it Premier and Premier Plus? Or no, Premium and Premium Plus?
Premium, yeah.
Because it's less, and people are going to go, this isn't like the old Signature. This isn't like the old Premium.
Yeah.
This isn't like the old Deluxe. Because when they changed Deluxe, they're like, that's not what Deluxe is. They have Summer. Remember the...
Oh, yeah.
So... Now, scrapped.
Purged.
Yeah. So there's no comparison. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I sat there and thought about this for a long time. So, yeah, that's
SoCal just... SoCal Select? Such an ugly name.
Select, it's bad.
Yeah. Anytime you use the word select like that?
Like, there's USDA Select,
mm-hmm.
and then there's Choice, and I think Choice is the second one. Mm-hmm. And then there's Prime. Prime is good.
Yeah, you want to go Prime.
Yeah. But they won't have a Prime membership because that means something else. Yeah. I went to Whole Foods for the first time last week.
365 or original Whole Foods?
Like Whole Foods, but it's a tiny one.
But there's Whole Foods 365.
I don't know what that is.
I don't. It's just a different version, I guess. I don't know.
No, this is just
I think it's like the cheaper one.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, 365 is their brand.
I don't. I'm telling you there's a...
Maybe there's a store too, but it's their brand. Like their generic brand.
Were you able to use your Amazon?
I was my first time there, and it goes, it costs this much for Prime members. And I'm like, well, that's very interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And then when you go up to the cashier, instead of putting your phone number or whatever, they ask to scan your QR on your Amazon app.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't buy anything.
Oh, you just walked in?
Yeah.
Mm. That's a good place, man.
It's expensive.
Okay, so I'm telling you, you went, regular Whole Foods then. Because 365, prices, man.
I wonder if it's only their 365 generic garbage.
Might be.
Like the fancy organic brands and stuff.
It reminds me of Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is only... Well, okay, the 365 stuff isn't garbage. That was just being facetious. But like, store brands are always cheaper than like, Mother Nature crackers.
Yeah.
So, why else would they call it a completely new system? What if they kill the monthly payments? How do you get less? Mm-hmm. Sorry. How do you get fewer people?
Kill
to
the
sign
monthly
up?
Payments.
Kill the monthly payments.
Yeah.
And Reddit has wanted this forever because they're snooty elitists.
It's those Signature Plus.
But the money, it works out. The math works out.
Yeah.
$1,000 is a lot of money. $85 a month is a lot of money.
But it's doable.
Yeah. People can do monthly.
Yeah, a college student could do the $85 a month. They cannot do the $1,200.
Yeah.
So
I know that doesn't work out right, whatever, but like,
yeah,
they get what we're saying. So, yeah, that could go away. That could come back later if they need more people to sign up in the future. I could imagine it not being there at first.
Wow. This is the great purge.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
They couldn't wait, dude. They couldn't wait for this. They wanted this.
They wanted it. Yeah, they wanted it for a while.
Yeah. So now, all new system. It's all new rules.
This is weird. I'm so weirded out right now. Like, okay, continue.
They could do whatever they want. right?
Mm-hmm.
They could say you can't come in until noon. Right?
Yeah, they can.
They could say...
They totally can.
They could say no fast passes for members. Only day tickets get fast passes.
Do you think there's anything positive they can do for us?
So here's the thing. They could give us max pass for free. You know, stuff like that. But they're not going to. Because Kev was like, Sarg, you don't know. This could be better. I'm like, okay, look. I start talking. He's like, no, don't think like that. It could be better. I'm like, nothing is better than you can go to Disneyland anytime you want, any park you want, any day you want with free parking and discounts. You cannot make it better. They're not going to make it better than that. Yep. They are not going to make it so you can just decide I am going to Disneyland and you just go.
That's the creme de la creme. Oh my God.
Is that going to be your word of the week?
Creme de la creme?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
It was fantastic. You had a good one last week. I heard it. What was it? I should have written this down. You have a word of the week every week.
Creme de la creme.
Oh, last week was just hacky.
I forgot about hacky.
there was another one from last week, but
hacky. So
yeah. So now we're gonna speculate about the structure of this. Now, the tiered flex pass system. This is all but a guarantee. If there is a similar system to having a pass,
mm-hmm.
this is how it's going to be. If they're not giving free admission, if it's just discounts and stuff like that, like we said,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be this.
Yeah.
But if there is some sort of way where you go in for free, it's got to be like this. So what do memberships sound like? What does an Amex membership sound like? What does a D23 membership sound like? AAA, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and the like secret diamond one, you know?
So it's always that.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
And because they may not do bronze, let's say. And that's why I put the diamond in there. Silver is not as good as gold. Silver is like, I don't know, like less than $20 an ounce. And gold is $1,900 an ounce right now.
Mm, wow.
But silver is still sought after.
Platinum. Platinum's expensive.
Yeah, but you don't trade platinum the way you trade gold.
Mm.
Gold is just, you know. So it's probably going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or they're not gonna name it after princesses. You know what I mean? Like it's then you get like a tier list of princesses,
or tier list of characters in general.
Yeah, ooh, we should do one of those.
Yeah,
like a Tram and Plus thing. You never released the beer episode, by the way.
Oh, I didn't.
And you said you were gonna. Like, why did he say it?
Yeah.
He's not gonna do it if he says it.
Oh man, I forgot.
So yeah, you gotta get on YouTube. So you know. Higher tiers, probably going to have less blocked out days, right?
Yeah.
Higher tiers might be able to hold more reservations at a time. Oh, right. So if you don't know what a flex pass is, they introduced flex pass a year or two ago, and it was like there are good to go days, which are green on the calendar. You can just go like it's a normal pass. And then there's blue days, reservation required. You can hold two at a time. When you use one, you can grab another one. And if you get if you miss 3 days or something,
that's what I was going to say.
Three strikes, you can't make a reservation for like 2 months or something.
Yeah, you get punished.
Yeah, you could still go on the green days, but you can't make reservations.
Mm.
Now, all is not lost. Nicole Lazo had a flex pass, and we went twice or three times.
Yeah,
and she was literally like, "Do you want to go today?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then she got a reservation. So there is a future in which we can do that. A future. If this ever exists, which it will, right?
Yeah, but there's not how many people had flex passes?
Yeah.
So but everyone's going to have
okay,
one
but think of it this way. If everyone's got flex passes and it's going to be fewer people than had passes because of the cancellations and stuff, right?
Yeah.
When Disney's at full capacity, there will be days, again, weekdays especially, when we would go. You could just go. You just grab the reservation and you go.
I hope so.
You know, like if they let you have three at a time, you leave one open for the random day, you know, and then you have like two weekends planned or something like that. So
there is
all hope is not lost. There is a future in which the spontaneous trips are back. It wasn't going to be like that anyway, right? When it came back, spontaneous.
Yeah.
So you got to think of it that way.
Yeah.
Again, if a membership means admission, which it's a big if, right?
It is a big if.
So now higher tiers might have more reservation spots allotted to them. So like they may say 3,000 platinums are allowed in, 2,000 golds are allowed in, 1,000 silvers are allowed in.
Oh,
but they won't tell you. They won't tell you. But it may be easier for you to get it.
Interesting.
Yeah. You gotta think like a business.
Yeah. Right now. Man, you can really be an elitist now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then there will be more platinums in there, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Dude, possibilities with the system are endless.
They really are.
Because they can say like platinum, more chances to get a reservation. Like, they could advertise this a million different ways. Yeah. That doesn't sound like there are fewer chances to get in as a silver. But yeah. So yeah.
This is making me think.
Because FlexPass 100% was this many reservations allowed per day.
For FlexPass member. Well, yeah.
So
yeah.
It would change per day.
You know, I wonder if that whole reservation system helped them with the reopening of Walt Disney World because they already had it implemented.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Just, yeah. I mean, I guess it's the same as food reservations.
It's a fast pass, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right. My employee, Michael, said like little quick videos. We can call it like Tram and Fast Pass or something, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
Like, oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just like a quick, like, you know, little 5-minute video.
That's good.
I was like, he's like, yeah, it's just the name. Although, oh, crap. It's trademarked. They have a trademark on FastPass.
You have to put the TM. Well, okay, is it FastPass one word or two words?
One word.
Okay, we make it two words.
That's not how trademarks work. So, you know, higher tiers, hopefully, please can have parking.
That's going to be rough. That's going to be rough.
If they kill parking, dude.
That's rough.
Now, I don't see why.
Or discounted parking. I mean,
now
take what we can get.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like they don't want constantly people handing the freaking credit cards and scanning them and processing, and here's a receipt, whatever. Although I guess it's like that with your pass. But I wonder if they will just still offer it or offer it as an add-on again, even though they may have wanted to get rid of it, right, for the old system. But if they're going to have reservations and stuff, the lot's not going to get full.
And the lot's bigger.
Yeah. So now, so I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. But there might not be a parking option at all.
I mean, they make us pay for parking in downtown Disney now.
Yeah. Now, guaranteed, there will be discounts.
You think that's a guarantee?
Yeah. Membership on, dude, merch?
Yeah.
You give people 5% off anything, they'll buy it.
It's more, yeah.
People love.
They like hearing deals. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so, when a client calls you, hey, you got to. Dude, I literally had a guy last week. He's like, hey, you got to just email. Never talked to him on the phone or anything. Got a nice guy discount. And my uncle's like, 5%.
5%.
5%.
5%. Everyone gets 5%. You want a discount? Yeah, 5%.
Yeah.
Easy. I love when they ask for the discount before they see the price. Change the price? Discount.
Yeah.
It's not illegal if it's it's not a store.
Oh,
like you can't have a fake sale.
Yeah,
but like you can say like this machine costs more because it's shipping to New Jersey, and if we ever have to support it, it costs more for us to go. Yeah,
yeah.
Because all of our we are project based.
Yeah,
we don't have
custom.
Yeah, we're not price discriminating on the shelf. Like,
yeah.
You know, like however big your hand is when you grab the box, and you charge.
That's a thing.
No. I just didn't want to like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So now, remember
when we can go to Disneyland? Do you remember that?
Do you are you aware of a video Brandy sent me?
Was it from Friday? Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah
okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me explain real quick.
No.
You sure? I'll tell the story. Okay. So it was Sosa's birthday on Friday, and it was him. I live with Sosa, and his girlfriend Steph is always over. So, and we always see Brianna, who's Brandy's sister.
Yeah, it was the family bubble.
Essentially, yeah, six of us. We're like, oh, you know, we'll get together. We'll have a little drinking night, play some games. And we were playing King's Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're familiar with King's Cup.
I am not.
You're not.
No,
you've never played King's Cup.
I don't think
so. It's fun, dude. When you draw, you have a 52-card deck. You draw random cards from the middle of the table. And every card does something different. As an example, Ace is a waterfall. So you start drinking, and, you know, it's a drinking game.
Okay.
When you pull a Jack is a rule you have to make. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So Sos pulled a Jack, and he said, whenever you drink, you have to pick up your phone, hold it to your ear, and if you don't, you have to take another drink. I added to that rule because I also pulled a Jack and said, every time you hold up your phone, you have to say, I miss Disneyland.
Okay.
Somebody else added to the rule that after you hold your phone and say, I miss Disneyland, you say either psych or nah. So you choose one. So it just started adding, and after 50 cards of 50 different drinking things, you start feeling it. And then I started saying,
seemed like you were not aware.
Really?
Because they said call Kirk.
Oh, really?
And you were like, I miss Disneyland. Like, as if you were talking to me. And they're like, no, he didn't hear it. And he said it again.
I was a bottle in of a
can. I'm going to ask her to send it to me again. Like, she said, dude, Brandy, you're not listening.
No.
But
she's not.
Brandy, keep in chat. All right.
Oh, it was
Yeah, I'm like, keep in chat, Brandy.
I'm going to clip that.
Oh, it's a DM.
Yeah, I'm going to clip
that. Just Brandy keep in chat. All right. So
that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, so what I meant to say, that coffee looks cold.
It's perfect, dude. It's perfect. I'm almost on my beer, going to my coffee.
All right. So this year, or last... Oof, it's 2021. Last year,
that's weird.
Disney announced AP Magic. I got a...
What was that?
Yeah, exactly. I got a magnet. It's on my fridge. It's this AP magnet. It's orange. It says AP Magic.
Oh, that orange magnet.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a program. Yeah.
Membership program?
No. Oh, special events for AP. Special foods. Here's a magnet. Here's a button. Yeah. Whatever. They never did anything past the magnet because Disneyland closed and there are no more APs now. So no more AP magic. What are they going to call it? Like member magic. You know, like, it doesn't sound right. Like, yeah. And are we going to get magnets anymore?
No, we're not. We're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
We're not going to get anything. And we're going to be like the afterthought at this point, which is really sad because I feel like the reason why Disneyland is where it's at is because of the AP program. Disneyland specifically.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Like everyone has one.
Yeah. It's a thing to be, okay. I remember back when, you know, it was just like maybe 6 months, a year ago, when Sos was on like dating apps. He told me.
You're putting him on blast right now? Or?
I don't know. He doesn't care. every girl that he said. At like 90% of girls that are on those apps, I think like Hinge, says they're an AP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they love Disneyland. So it's like this whole culture, this whole like community that just got killed. Sucks. I mean, I'm being kind of dramatic.
Yeah, don't say a culture got killed.
Yeah, yeah. But influencers did lose a big, you know, chunk of what, I mean, unless they're going to be paying every time they go. They lost a big portion of their revenue, I would say.
This is how you find out who actually makes money off it and who doesn't.
Yeah.
$100 for a video? Like,
it's not worth.
No. If your livelihood is YouTube.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
$100. Easy.
Yeah.
I'd spend $100 to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
If I made a video that made me $5,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't follow him at all, but I think it was Adam the Woo. I think he's going to Walt Disney World. I mean, he's moving to Florida.
Mm.
Imagine leaving California.
For this?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And moving to Florida. Sorry, Florida, but...
What's in Florida?
Like, unless you're going to live in Celebration and your life is Disney.
Yeah. You know there's Disney houses on property?
Celebration.
Oh, that's the city?
That's the city Walt Disney World's in.
Where it's like $1 million a house. Like,
yeah, but like everything's Disney. And yeah. It's... Interesting. That's, it's kind of like Epcot. The
real what Epcot was supposed to
be. Yeah, except, yeah. But, yeah, people are moving. But I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they got more parks over there.
Yeah, I just, you know. I want to be able to say I went 50 times in a year still. Someday.
Someday again.
If as long as the someday again, you know, as long as, like, I'm thinking there's got to be this system, a system that's not buying tickets. Yeah. And if there is, I'm okay with that. You know, if there's reservations, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because eventually they'll either go away or get easier, because people aren't going to get tired of it, but people are going to go less and less.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it goes. Even people with passes. I went 4 times this year. Like, you know. Now, this membership, we're going to get a lot less, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost more, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, if they don't do monthly payments, I don't think the price will go up.
Yeah. Disney's really good. And I've always said this about all their merch, all their food. They're really good at setting the price where it's really high, but it's not ridiculous.
They're so close.
So they,
you hit 1500. It's,
they're edging
one,
on that.
When there's a 1.5, it's over.
Yeah.
$14.99 is like, even then.
Yeah.
That's a laptop, dude.
Yeah. That's a Mac.
Yeah. That's,
yeah,
that's
they edge on that for sure. But like, even on, like I'm saying, like food and stuff. Like,
yeah, but bread bowls were $9. That was under 10. Now they're like $12.99. That's, it hits you a little more. I know it's $3, but it's $3 every time.
Yeah.
And you go 60 times.
Yeah.
And that's $240.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I don't know.
It adds up.
Yeah.
Adds up real fast.
So, I don't know where that's going to go. But now, look, with this great purge,
mm-hmm.
SoCals are gone.
Like, I don't want to be that guy. But am I glad? No.
Oh.
No, like, it's
we
just,
haven't said your term.
We haven't, huh?
We haven't.
We haven't.
You want to tell everyone? I don't think, is it SoCal? Yeah, it's both SoCals.
Yeah,
it's what do you call SoCal. Them, Rain?
Well, okay, SoCal got discontinued.
Yeah, but people can renew that.
Yeah, they got grandfathered in. It was a SoCal scum. Those Sundays. The Sundays when they were there, Sundays became the new Saturday of Disneyland because of the SoCal people.
Yeah, and then Saturdays were empty because no one could go. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Saturdays are great.
And
it's funny, whenever people would ask me, like 3-4 years ago when the world was okay, when should I go to Disneyland? Go on a Saturday. They're like, oh, you're crazy. I'm not going to go on a Saturday. And I'm like, okay. Every time I went on a Saturday, it was great.
Summer Saturdays were life, dude.
Yeah.
I would try to go every single time.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, and then if I was there and it was busy, you would just reply to me, scum.
Oh, yep.
Man.
You know what? I'll miss the SoCal scum, though.
It's okay. We'll have silver scum.
Silver scum. Oh. Oof. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You heard it here first. Maybe. Now, why would Disney want to do this all along? What would make me say such a preposterous thing? Passes offer too much access.
Mm-hmm.
You can go whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to Disneyland and spend 3 hours there and not spend a dime.
That's what Disney wants to get rid of.
Yeah.
Are the chronic, I'm going to go, but I'm going to pack my water and snacks and go to the park for 8 hours. Like, and honestly, those kind of people are typically one of two kinds of people. It's either you're really young and you're like 18, 19, or you're like a young family.
Yeah. Families are expensive.
Yeah. But people who are willing, like us, no family, you know,
childless millennials.
Yeah. Childless millennials.
Remember that?
We'll spend money. We'll spend money when we go. So I don't think they're going to punish us or they're going to want to get rid of us. Because like I said, when I can go again and I go for my day, I'm going to be there from 8 to 12. What does that mean? That means I'm buying 3 meals, or that means I'm buying 2 large meals, snacks, drinks, maybe some souvenirs. By the time it's all said and done, I'm spending, with 2 tickets, I'm spending $600-$700. For one time, one day.
Where did you get that number?
Sit downs. If I do sit downs.
Oh, if you just sit downs.
Yeah, if I do Blue Bayou by itself, like $200 or two. No, like $150 bucks.
It's like $85. There's no drinks.
Oh, yeah. Carthay.
Carthay, easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing Carthay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a nice meal at Carthay.
That's what I'm saying. But I kind of feel like they are seeing that initial like hunger from all the all us APs as a boost to their Disney economy.
Yeah.
Right in the beginning, they're going to see a huge influx of us spending a lot of money because we miss it so much. Because we can't have it, when we can actually get it, we'll give them the world. Even though they're not going to give us anything in return.
Yeah.
So.
I want a bow.
A bow?
A bow, dude.
Oh, a bow. I'm thinking a freaking Karate Kid. Like.
No matter what, you think of the wrong thing every time.
No matter what.
Is it hot up here?
A little bit.
We're back in, it's January. Why is it hot?
That's weird.
No, it's not, but I'm gonna turn it back on. That's fine. So they offer too much access, right? So what does that mean they can do now?
Limit our access.
And readjust the blackout schedule. So, you know, they created new off seasons with how much everything costs, the signature passes with Saturdays and the deluxe. Mm-hmm. So the new off season became summer and Saturdays.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Here's a way for them to fix that.
Yeah.
Now they know. I mean, they might know. We'll see. They can fix all that. And now, SoCal Select and parking, the add-on parking pass, gone. Gone. No more grandfather. No more. I had it. There is no pass holder program. That's why you got to scrap it. That's why you can't say it's coming back differently. Because then you can argue like, well, I had one and you took it away and kind of brought it back with the same name.
You can't be grandfathered into something that doesn't exist.
Yeah. Like when they got rid of premium.
I remember that.
I had premium and I had parking and 100% of every day with every park.
365.
Yeah. And they got rid of that and went signature plus.
We had you never went signature plus, right?
No, I went signature with Max Pass.
Okay, I went Premier 1 year.
Right.
Yeah. So, but
that's gone. They said it's gone. Yeah. So. Yeah. So.
So if I had a Premier Pass, it's still valid in World right now, right?
Yeah, and it'll probably expire by the time Disneyland's open. You know,
some weird thing,
and no more renewal.
Yeah, I really wonder how many Premier Pass holders there are. There's not a lot.
This is how much was it?
1,400 for 1,500.
That's it.
Thank you.
See, like
it's like a
here's why they got rid of it, because there could have been this new membership system. I would have just bought that one and not gone to Walt Disney World. Like, even if I knew I was not going to Walt Disney World that whole year I had the premiere, if it got me into Disneyland 100% of days, easy.
Yeah.
1500, let's go.
The way that I saw it was like a $400 or $500 difference in price between signature and that. And originally when I thought they got discounts, I got it because it's about $400 or $500 to go 4 days in Disney World anyways. So I'm like, I can spend the same amount of money.
Oh, dude.
What?
Sorry. Say what you're going to say, and then I'll come in with a live, you're right.
And receive the discounts in World.
Yeah, it was $2,200.
I never paid that much
money. Yeah, it went up to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make sense anymore.
But even then.
I paid $1,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe 16. Maybe.
There you go.
Maybe, but I'm pretty sure it was 15.
So, yeah. Now, it's a way to get rid of monthly payments. It's a way to adjust the discounts. 15 and 20, that's high.
Well,
maybe it's going to be 10 and 15. And then for Silver Scum, 5%. Here's a little something that doesn't even cover tax.
Wow.
It's like 7.75% over there in Anaheim.
That's low.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
South Almani, where the business is, 10.5%.
Jeez.
Yep.
So, yeah. Now, here's a less evil reason they want this. A flex system means they can accurately or more accurately project daily attendance. So they can schedule cast members at the right time. They won't have like two cast members trying to do all the parade crowds, right?
Yeah.
They can restock merchandise on days no one's there.
Yeah.
Right? They know when to restock it. Like, oh, we know a bunch of people are going to be here Thursday or on Thursdays because or like this many Thursdays from now. Make sure we get a shipment in Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the shelves are stocked Wednesday instead of let's stock the shelves Thursday night, but they were empty because we ran out of stuff. Go get things from the storage.
Yeah.
things like that. Food delivery and food waste.
Everything, yeah.
Don't get so much chicken. Yeah. Don't marinate this many things. Don't make so much meatloaf, right? Don't throw away all the cookies for candy. Don't bake so much bread. We know there will be this many people. And I know they forecast it pretty well, but then there will be just random spikes.
Right.
And especially if everything is reservation only, if tickets are like this, like right now too, it's like when it fills up, it's like, we know we have a full day. We know this many are pass holders. They're going to spend this much money, that kind of thing, you know? Mm.
Just reminds me of similar to the Apple situation with the charger. It's like, oh, we're helping the environment. But are you really?
Yeah, this is the ulterior motive.
Yeah.
And they're not helping the environment.
Yeah.
Because have you seen the packaging for all the stuff they took out of the box if you want it?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want the brick headphones and the headphone adapter, it's like five more boxes, you know?
Oh, Apple.
And then like, you know what's wasteful?
What?
You know, you didn't buy the MagSafe because it's a 3-foot cable that doesn't come off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if a cable is not detachable, you throw the whole thing away when the cable breaks instead of just putting a new cable, right? MagSafe might come back to MacBooks. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. And TouchBar is going away.
Yeah.
Weird.
MKBHD did a poll. Only 5% of people cared.
About TouchBar?
Yeah. 75% were like, I don't care at all. It was worse.
Yeah, it's
20% were like, I use it sometimes, but I wouldn't miss it. 5% was like, I use it all the time.
I never use it.
They need that thing. Dude, that laptop I sent you. I don't know why you don't.
It just looks weird.
It looks weird, but dude, they put now they have knobs and stuff on it for like controls. And you can customize them. Yeah. Anyways. So they want this. They totally want this. It makes it easier to run the park for them.
Yeah.
You know? And
more efficient.
Yeah, and
a lot more efficient.
Maximize money, get rid of all the people who can go whenever they want and spend no money. Even though I spent money every time I was there at this point.
Food-wise, I think I for sure.
Because at this point, they got so good with food, it was like, I will eat dinner there.
Yeah.
And it became, I'll go there for dinner. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to eat tonight. I don't want to cook. I'm going to go to Disneyland. So yeah, they couldn't wait. So I got some theories.
Shoot.
Is there going to be like a D23 Plus Park membership? You going to get free Disney Plus with your diamond tier?
Give me a DVC perk. Like, I spend so much money with these guys. Can't throw me a bone.
I mean, they had those nights that you never went to.
In World?
No, they had some here, but you were in World when that happened and stuff like that. Right. You know? They had like California Adventure open at night.
That's right. Now,
before I forget to mention it, what were we just saying?
Mm.
Perks. What did I say?
T23.
Free Disney Plus. We said it's something in between then. Because someone's going to say, there's something with the pass I was going to say. Because they announced something else. Yeesh. Oh, right. Because someone's going to say this in the details. Previous annual pass holders, a couple things. Your discount will apply until the new system is announced.
Until the new membership system, yeah.
And two, we'll have first dibs on the new membership. Everyone's going to have the same expiration date, dude.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Three.
The Great Purge.
Yeah. Three. And that's why I think there won't be monthly payments at first.
Yeah.
And three, here's another theory. If they're letting discounts hang around until the new membership's announced, will it be ready when the park's open? Will this new system, with all the legal text of you might not be able to go, will it be ready?
Man, that just gave me some hope. It gave me a little shimmer of hope.
They have it. They have it.
You think it's ready?
What else have they been working on?
Snow White?
No.
Tron?
No. That's on hold. Yeah. They got this ready.
Yeah.
Will it be offered when the park's open? And they're just going to say, capacity is what capacity is. Deal with it. You know this. Buying the pass now. No getting out of it. No saying, oh, I couldn't go. You know what the deal is.
I want the news to leak so bad. How has it, if it's ready, how has it not leaked? Unless it's just like,
who's going to leak it? Like the six people who know, you know, like.
You think it's just like the head honchos, like Chepik Iger.
It's the type of people who are so like, dude, the homie Josh. He's president of Disney Parks. He doesn't need street cred leaking something to some reporter.
Yeah, but what about the person who brought him his coffee that morning? You know what
they don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, how do...
Also, no one brought him his coffee because he had this meeting over Zoom.
Yeah, his wife.
What?
His wife.
Oh, I get maybe.
Yeah. Or significant other, whoever that is.
Yeah. No, I was like, what are you saying? His wife. Oh, if he's at home. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he makes his wife coffee?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cook for Brandy a lot. Yeah. I had some meatballs this week from HelloFresh.
You didn't make the meatballs.
I made the meatballs.
Oh, you made the meatballs?
I made them. Dude, when you get HelloFresh, you got ground beef, vegetables, and that's it. And like you do everything from scratch.
That's literally what I do at Trader Joe's. I buy a pound of ground beef and I buy bags of vegetables.
See, but we're not going to eat a pound of ground beef. Wait.
Oh, no. So here's what you do. Here's what you do. You open the pound of ground beef, right?
You freeze the rest?
You put them in Ziplocs? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Get a pound of ground beef. Mm-hmm. You get your kitchen scale out, okay? You get four.
I don't have a kitchen scale.
It's $20 at Target. Mm-hmm. Have a bamboo one. Mm-hmm. You take four Ziploc bags, sandwich size, okay? And you fold them. You know how people fold chip bags?
Mm-hmm.
Fold the zipper out so you don't get anything on it. So it's got that, you know, that it's in the part inside out, right?
Oh, that's why people do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can put raw beef in there. Mm-hmm. So you weigh out a quarter pound of ground beef at a time or a fifth, whatever you want, grams, right?
Mm-hmm.
You weigh those out, you zip it up, and then you make them into like flat patties, but they're not patties. And then you freeze them and they thaw really quickly because they're thin and flat. Mm. And so I'm going to make ground beef for dinner tomorrow night. Take one out the night before, throw it in the fridge. It'll thaw by the next day. Mm. Thaw it in the fridge, everyone. Mm. Anyways, back to this.
Meatballs suck. Anyways.
Put some potatoes in them. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they had rice.
Like all bone, I guess?
No. Oh, like in the meatball mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah. You put a little bit of tiny bit.
Wow.
Tiny bit. Keep them moist.
I put panko.
Damn it, I used the word.
Moist. I put panko.
Oh, you're taking that stuff home today.
What stuff?
My mom gave me a Ziploc bag of the chicharron panko.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take it. Yep.
I will take it. Keto.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do we call pass holes now? Membronies. what else? What else? Membronies.
Membozos.
Oh, that's a good one.
Membozos. That's if they go. Oh, I guess they did say membership. You're right.
Yeah, but they might call it something else.
Yeah.
Magic morons.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. M&M store opening up in Disney Springs.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Bill Burr who hates the M&M store in Times Square or something? And he said it's like
really?
Yeah. He's like, it's the most offensive thing I've ever seen. He's got a whole rant. I think it's him. Someone hates the M&M store in Times Square. I think he said it's the least New York thing he's ever seen. I don't know. So
yeah, I'm gonna go with the Membozos.
I like Membronies. It sounds too much like Brony though.
Yeah.
I mean like Jabroni.
Not the My Little Pony people.
Oh my god. So,
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
It's made for adults too. No, it's not. So you're welcome here though. Nah, you can stay out with the furries.
Hey, come here. No, hey, furries are cool. Furries are cool now.
Depends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. any theories? Any other theories? I think it might be ready.
Theories. It's like I'm still in shock, in all honesty. Yeah. So it's like even hard to, I don't know if it's just because of my algorithm or what, but Disneyland cancels APs has been trending for me on Twitter for the past since it was announced.
No, it's trending for me, and I never tweet about Disney.
Yeah.
Although a Disney, no, I don't have a bio.
Yeah. Huh. There you go.
So I don't. There's no bio for.
But
me.
What I'm saying,
you have one.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's still trending. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it just really sucks. Like, there's no really going around it. The days of like you said, a full access are gone.
That was what hit me the most. Yeah. Like, I can't just go anymore.
Yeah. Even for, like I was saying, like the movie theaters, like they started doing the memberships where you can go, maybe they'll do it like that. That's my theory.
What?
you pay a certain amount. Okay. Like, it's not going to be this much, but AMC had the A-list.
Yeah.
And it's $25 a month, and you can go 3 times a week. Okay. Maybe they have a membership where it's $80 a month. You can go 3 times a month.
Yeah, that's kind of what we said, right? That this many reservations a month, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah.
But they AMC did it with the movie theaters.
A hard limit is going to suck, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, imagine someone wants to go, even if you, you know, 3 reservations at a time, mm-hmm, right? But let's say you use them up, but it was like you can max 3 times a month. One of your friends, hey, I'm going. You want to come? I used up.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
I used up my days.
Yeah. And then the last couple days of the month are going to be so packed.
Yeah.
Every month. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's one way of...
Don't think of that, last few days of the month or this or that. Because mm-hmm. I assume what they did before was the reservations were like a rolling 30-day or 60-day period.
Oh,
it was okay. Like you can have 2 per 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, so...
But if everyone has the same expiration date and start date...
No, the 30 days from your reservation...
Oh, I see.
So if you get one on the 12th and the 14th, yeah, the next 14th, yeah, if you use one, whatever.
That's math.
It's not even math. It's just like it's leapfrog and stuff, yeah, you know. So.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, like, I don't really see anything else that in a positive nature, I guess. Like,
yeah, there's no way it's going to be better.
No. So, no way it'll be better.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss being called an AP.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are, I thought of that today. I was like, damn. I was looking at the magnets on, yeah, I was looking, I could see my fridge from my couch. I was like, mm-hmm, not APs anymore.
No. No, like, and I started throwing these away, unfortunately, because I would get it every year and I'm like, I'm not going to put it on my car. Like,
I would get like 2, yeah, ever. You threw them away?
I threw them away.
Dang.
And I'm like, everyone's an AP. I don't need to let people know I'm an AP. But now, nobody's an AP. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm debating whether or not I want to go and get that new magnet.
At the store?
Yeah.
So does it literally say annual pass holder, yeah, 65th anniversary?
Yeah, here. Let me see. Nope. No, no. Stop it.
Yeah, I can't really think of any other theories.
It is. See, it doesn't say AP cool. All giant. It's like, yeah, it's like a thing for APs. It's still nice, but it's, yeah, not the same.
It's a like 50s diner aesthetic, WandaVision aesthetic.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to call APs. I don't know what life's going to be like. I don't know if we'll ever have a signature type pass ever again.
Yeah.
Because
I kind of doubt
they
it.
They could in 5 years, let's say. But do they want to? Not really.
Or they will could, they need to?
Nah.
You know, I don't know.
We'll buy whatever they sell us.
I don't know.
That's
dude.
That's the issue, dude. No one has any self-control. Whatever is on the market, we'll pay for.
There were Disney Dark Ages. Like the 90s, the 80s.
Yeah, but everyone's just itching to do things.
Yeah.
So.
Especially right now.
Yeah. I mean.
Especially right now.
Yeah. So.
Like, I would just enjoy having a meal at a place.
I know, right?
Instead of in my car or... in my room or, I don't know, my office. It's weird.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that the health department was having me have everyone eat in the car, in their own cars, at the office?
Jeez.
Yeah. I'm like, that sucks.
Most of my guys eat at their own, like, workstation.
Yeah.
So no one's, they have, like,
by each other.
They have, like, 30 feet around them.
Yeah.
Like a radius. So, yeah, I don't know. All right. So, let's, Is that a way to say about this besides that we're sad?
No, I mean, it's just like, it sounds like really cliche and stuff. Like, it's kind of like we're losing a part of ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, something that we would look forward to that we wouldn't even actually look forward to. We just, it was their part of our lives.
Yeah.
Is just gone now. And we talked about it, I don't know, a few weeks ago. One of the very few things I actually remember. Of us, I think Tokyo got rid of their AP program or something.
Yeah.
And I forget where we even landed on it, where we were like, oh, yeah, Disney will never do that.
We didn't say never. We said probably not.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a heavy decision for them to do it.
Yeah. And I think it was a heavy decision. Like, they won people over for the past 20-some years, and they're in good standings with most people.
Oh, they said over 40 years.
But I'm saying like
lately.
Yeah. Like the Iger era is when people are like, whoa, going to Disneyland is cool.
And the 60th is what kicked off like everyone having one.
Yeah. Yeah. And the introduction of monthly payments, which allowed
kids.
Yeah. Literally me.
Yeah.
This year would have been my 10 year anniversary.
Wow.
For having an annual pass.
Yeah.
Because I got it my senior year when I was 18.
Yeah. I got it around then. And then I stopped for a while. And then I've had this one since 2015.
I never stopped. Even if I just had a SoCal, which I started with the SoCal back when they had Sundays. And nobody was really going to the parks. Crazy to think that was 2011. That was a while ago.
Do I want to give everyone anxiety?
Yeah, well, we already have it from this whole situation.
What if there are a limited number of passes? You asked for it.
That's like Comic-Con, dude. Like,
I don't think so, because there's a limited number of reservations. They'll sell as many as they want.
Yeah.
Easy. That's an easy business decision. Why limit it? You can limit when you can go anyway. So just sell them all. Although, yeah, I wonder if it's like, you know, the first little while, no monthly payments. Mm-hmm. Because then they have to deal with stopping payments if the world shuts down again or whatever. It's just like, I mean,
if they want to be, you know, evil, which, you know, I mean, evil or just business, like if they don't do monthly payments, they can get rid of a whole department in the company.
What do you mean?
Their whole monthly payment department that handled all the monthly payments and the accounting and all that, they don't have to hire anybody anymore.
Right.
So, I don't know. Unless they were already.
Or they'll be like the Disney credit card with 24.99% APR. You can put your annual pass on it.
There's already a Disney credit card.
I know, but like a Disney membership credit card, you know? Like how the Apple card, that kind of stuff, you know? I don't know.
I'm starting to think that, and we've talked about it before, where it's like, we understand it's a business. And now more than ever, they have to make business-centric decisions.
Yeah.
But when do those decisions stop?
Never.
Or take a back seat? Do they? I mean,
once you get a taste of that money, you don't suddenly make less to seem nice. So the NHL. Okay. National Hockey League. They had to readjust their divisions this season. The season started.
Because of COVID?
Yeah. So there's it's called the North, but it's the Canada Division, West, East, and Central or something like that. Mm-hmm. Midwest, right? So like, oh, this year, because we don't have ticket sales, the divisions are sponsored. So it's like, oh, the NHL Western Division sponsored or powered by Honda. When ticket sales come back, they're not getting rid of those. They could say temporary all they want. They can say just this season only. No.
Yeah.
They'll rename them. But they're not going to give up sponsor money. Why would they? It's the thing I always say. We're not going to stop going to hockey games because it's the Honda Western Division.
Yeah.
We're not. You know? So.
But will we stop going to Disneyland if we don't have as much freedom?
You worded the two negatives.
Yeah.
Well, we keep going to Disneyland if we don't have as much freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to stop. Nothing's going to stop us from going to Disneyland. Why would you stop going? What could stop you besides literally not being able to pay for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I just don't. Yeah. I'm like trying to figure out in my own head, like, at what point do I say no?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that point is. I really, and it worries me as me, who's a chronic spender, who spends a lot of money. When do I say no?
See,
like, am I willing to do the $125 to go once a month?
Oh, that's what you mean?
Yeah. Because it's really only $30 more than what I was paying monthly.
How often would you go?
Once a month.
Oh. Yeah, I would go like once a week. I would go more than once a week.
Oh, wait. You mean when I had a pass?
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude. I was going about once a week.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But so I was talking to Sos about it for a long time because he was with me when it broke. And he's like, dude, you get the itch. I get the urge to do something. Like if it's whether it's like to buy a new piece of technology.
You.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, I'll go to Disneyland, and then in 2 weeks, I'll get that itch and I'll go spend the other $125. Like, I just don't think about it. Right. Once it gets in my head.
When you bought that hard drive.
Exactly.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
I was actually scared.
Yeah.
You just saw it, you liked it, and you bought it. That's mm-hmm. an Ariana Grande song, right? I don't actually know the lyrics, but it's something like that.
Like an example, with all this negativity with the whole Disneyland resort and everything, I got the itch to go to Walt Disney World again.
I know. You tried to plan a trip for my birthday.
That's why. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, your birthday's coming up. Too soon?
Too soon. Mm. Too soon.
All right. Someone's going to get the itch. The itch is going to come.
Yeah.
But
Brandy wouldn't go.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think she'd want to go. Huh. I think she literally told me, go with Kirk. So.
What did you say she is on the park? 6 out of 10 or 8 out of 10?
6. 8 out of 10. Yeah.
That Disneyland.
I feel like she has a lot more nostalgia for Disneyland. And because of that, she likes Disneyland a lot.
Got it. So,
By the way, quick shout out to Universal for throwing some mean shade at Disneyland.
So I was about to bring that up.
Yeah.
For a different reason.
Why?
They're Universal pass holders.
They're
Knott's pass holders, season pass holders.
Yeah.
And people call the Disney pass season pass sometimes. Even cast members do.
Mm-hmm.
Won't mix those up anymore.
No.
Are you a member? Are you part of our membership program? Are you a VMP, a very magical person? You know? Like
they would. They would.
So now it's, we get to differentiate again.
Yeah. You know what I said a couple days ago? And I was like, if APs are just gone, and I mean, they said that this membership is going to happen.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't happen at the beginning, if it happens a year from now, whenever... Am I going to be a Knott's pass holder?
Yeah, I won't be.
You won't be a Knott's pass holder?
I don't care about Knott's. And it's not theme parks. It's Disneyland for me. Knott's has mm-hmm. no magic for me. They're fun. Rides mm-hmm. If someone's like, you want to go one day, we'll get a ticket. Or yeah, I'll go. I don't ever have an itch to go. I don't even have an itch to go to Universal. I haven't even been to Wizarding World and I don't have the itch.
You got to go.
No, I will. But I don't even have that itch. It's just...
Do you know how cheap the passes are?
It doesn't matter. Are you going to drive to Studio City from here?
Okay, see, that's the thing. That's why I was talking about doing a Knott's pass. Brandy lives in Lakewood. You live here, like, down the street,
12 minutes.
Yeah. So it's a place to go and something to do. That's it.
Yeah, but if a theme park's open, I can do 100 million other things, you know?
Yeah.
I can go eat. Ugh, crap. I have to go to the movies. I don't.
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
It's just like a substitute for now. Will I succumb to that? I don't know. A Knott's pass? I think I was going to pay $80 or $90 for a year-long pass. Universal was like $150.
Yeah, but I just don't ever desire to be there.
Yeah. See, Universal is a little different, I think, for us because... I love movies, and you don't really watch movies.
No.
So that's why, like an example, I was waiting in the line at The Mummy. Uh-huh. This was years ago. And they were like, a random employee shouts out to the line, all right, everyone, we're going to place trivia. Right? We're in the Mummy line. And I'm like, okay, cool. And they're like, what year was The Mummy 2 released? And I scream out, 2004! Just random, like I was like, I think it's somewhere around there. It's like, you got it, in front of the line.
Wow,
like things like that, where I'm like, oh, that's cool, but it's part of being part of the movies.
Yeah,
the one thing, yeah, I can go on about Universal. Like, one thing I do not like about it is that they don't have and they don't respect their own lineage, their own, like, what they established. The original rides, they're all gone. Every single one. Yeah, they haven't kept anything.
I don't like the whole museum mentality, but like...
Yeah.
E.T. was a good ride, right?
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying. But their mentality is, it's a theme park for movies that are relevant to today.
Movies don't stay relevant that long anymore. Like, Back to the Future is still relevant, and that ride is a Simpsons ride, right?
Yeah.
Simpsons are going down right now.
and their Disney property now.
It's hilarious.
I do love Universal. I'm still a pass holder, and I'll probably stay a pass holder. But Universal to me is a Saturday park. I have to plan that. Hey, do you guys, like, we'll go with Brie and Frank and her little brothers and stuff. Like, do you guys want to go? We'll meet you there this Saturday. Cool. Disneyland is, hey, let's go get dinner tonight. Just Brandy and I. Yeah.
I haven't been to Universal since were you there when I went with Diego and Chris Romero? Yeah, because you and Sos came.
Yeah.
And then your sister was there, but not with us.
Yeah. 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 When Diego won the tickets.
Yeah. From Carathon 101.
Yeah. Yeah. I was. You know why? Sos and I had a pass.
Yeah. And the tickets expired the next day. So Diego did that whole thing on Facebook. You know, people are like, we should hang out soon. And we're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And people never hang out. He's like, you want to go to Universal tomorrow? Sure. Like, you know?
So, yeah. I remember that. Sos hates rides.
Yeah.
But he likes the studio tour.
Yeah, wow. So that's the thing. Like, I love rides. Mm-hmm. That's not why I go to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't care to go to Knott's.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'd get a Knott's pass, honestly. Like, not my thing. Mm-hmm. So I'll just wait for Disney or just keep buying tickets.
It's going to get real expensive.
Just buy the longest that they let you go, you know?
Yeah.
Like multi-day tickets and stuff.
Will they even have multi-day tickets?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, dude. For vacationers and whatever. They're not going to say hotel reservation required because they're not going to fill those hotels all the time. And
they're not? I think they will.
Yeah, but it's not going to be enough, is it? I don't know. And people aren't going to be people aren't going to be flying in yet. I don't know.
Look at World, man. Look at World.
Yeah, but Florida lets you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
There's always that.
Yeah.
Like, there will be people watching the Super Bowl in person.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Tampa Bay. Yeah, and the weekend is...
He's performing.
Yeah, I didn't know that till yesterday. So, yeah, I guess we'll see.
I do want you to experience Wizarding World.
Yeah, I'm going to do that with my cousin. Because
there is magic there for sure.
No, I know, but it's like, that's like a one-time thing.
That you know of right now?
No, I'm not going to make that drive.
Oh.
It's just not...
Yeah.
You know? Plus, that game's coming out next year.
2022.
Yeah.
Oh, that is next year. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, I haven't been to Universal in nine years?
God, we went 9 years ago?
Something like that. 8 years, maybe? I don't know. Something like that, I think. So, it's time for We Had It So Good. We Had It So Good is a segment in which members of the fellowship, members of the Tram Fam, write in about things they miss this week or in general about Disneyland. So you got a few this week.
We got a good amount this week. You know, I think people were missing it a little more than usual. You posted that thing like you were saying.
Yeah, and the AP thing.
The AP.
Thinking about their memories.
Yep.
So Deanna wrote in, and then she wrote in again to me because she said.
I literally put in the message, Kirk, make sure to write this down.
And I did. How would I see that message?
I don't know.
So let me, I have it written down. Don't worry, I did my thing, but I think this will be funny.
Poor Deanna, man.
So she sent it to at Disney Park Vibes. Sending to you since Rain responded, and I don't trust him. LOL.
Yep.
So her son, Lucas, took some of his first steps outside of the house, walking towards Mickey on Buena Vista Street. She saved the whole outfit to recreate it with her son, Nico, but may not be able to. This is supposed to be an uplifting thing.
Yeah.
But... that's still sweet, the first part.
Yeah, and she had pictures.
She sent me all the pictures. Yeah. So thank you for your submission. Brittany Bell writes in, standing in line and people watching, especially at Indy, Big Thunder Mountain, and Pirates. Those are her three favorite cues. And the feeling of getting inside the Temple of the Forbidden Eye after hearing the music is a feeling she can't wait to have again. You know, you sit there, you stand out there, you hear the radio. I think they removed the car. They're redoing the queue or something.
Oh, they are?
That was part of the refurb thing.
Yeah.
It's not a big refurb like we thought.
Shout out to Indiana Jones. I love Indy. Love the lore. Love everything about it.
Anti-shout out to Bethesda that got the Indiana Jones license.
Okay, yes. But it's Machine Games.
They make shooters.
They make Wolfenstein.
Which is a shooter.
But they punch Nazis. like Indiana Jones
does.
That's
true. That's true. Yep. But do you really want first person Indiana? They're not going to do first person.
No, they'll
person.
Do first person. Yeah.
Now, will he have Harrison Ford's face?
No. It's going to be a young Indiana Jones.
Ah, right, right.
Yeah. And it, you know.
Is it also going to be the guy who played Han Solo?
Yeah. Or the actor who played young Indiana Jones in the late 80s, who is probably old Indiana Jones.
On the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Colin Moriarty brought that up, and he's like, nah, he's too old now too, isn't he?
Yeah. Remember, well, you had Ronan, right?
Yeah.
Did he make you watch young Indiana Jones?
I don't think so.
He made us watch an episode of Young Indiana Jones.
Were you in regular history? I was in honors history. We didn't get to watch TV.
It was so weird because you had honors Ronan and honors Gonzalez. And I had regular Ronan, regular Gonzalez, but they only taught two classes each.
Yeah.
So we essentially got the same kind of work, but less expectations.
Oh, what'd you do in history today? Watching a movie. What'd you do in the same history today? I'm going to turn in our essays.
Yeah.
So you put this in. I'm going to read this just like this. Your friend, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Not Lazo.
Yeah. No, Lazo doesn't write in.
Yeah.
If I had to say something that I really miss, it would be taking my nieces and nephews and experiencing Disney through their eyes.
That's cool. I like that. And she also posted on, she put it, we had it so good, but a picture of the Riverbell? Is it a
Riverbell Terrace?
No. Of the,
Mark Twain?
The white boat.
Mark Twain Riverboat.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, I have a Disneyland podcast and can't remember the name of the boat.
Well. And then Kimmy brought this up. Shout out to the tram. For multi-day visits, annual passes are an especially good value.
That's good, dude. That is a good pull.
That's gone.
That's gone.
I'm never going to hear that again.
That's gone. You know what? Maybe I should get that guy again who did the voiceover for the intro and have him say that so we never, ever have to lose it.
Dude, it's on YouTube and stuff.
Not the same.
No, that's the actual guy.
Yeah.
Our guy is...
He's the actual Trevin guy.
But yeah, that's... Man.
Wow.
That hit me.
Wow.
That
hit me. That's good.
So, and the tram's not even going to be back when we get there. So
tram will be here. The tram will be in Tramming.
Yeah. This tram does not stop.
It doesn't. We keep going.
Probably stop in a few minutes when we end the episode. But so, my thing. I'm wearing this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I got this shirt from AP days. Those are gone. There was this time in 2015, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was cold. I would go to AP days in the fall. And you'd get a button. You'd get like little activities, special character meet and greets. You could buy the shirt, like a cool shirt.
We were treated nicely.
Yeah, this shirt has a Tower of Terror on the back. It's got like leaves because it was during fall. I have like a red trolley pin, We got perks. And it wasn't like free stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just like, hey, we appreciate you a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was a way to get you to come to the park and buy things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, buy this exclusive merch. I have a hat. It's got AP embroidered on it. I have no idea where it is.
I remember one of the AP days, which was they had like a little meetup area, which was by the pasta restaurant. What's it called?
Oh, yeah. I went to that one.
And they had coloring there for kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, so.
That was cool.
Now it's going to be like members only.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to give it a cool name.
Maybe. I really hope so. I mean, D23 is a cool name. I like D23 a lot. Disney Vacation Club is kind of cool. I mean, it's not Disney timeshares.
Yeah.
Vacation Club sounds nice. So they're pretty good at naming conventions, I would say. We had it so good.
Uh-huh.
Is I miss the days where I can randomly go to Disneyland and have a meal inside of a building and then walk over to AMC and watch a movie until late at night.
You would do that?
Yeah, I've done it.
Huh?
Yeah. So it was the trifecta for me. The three things I can't have right now, I was able to do in a matter of like 3-4 hours after work.
Huh.
Don't have it anymore.
Oh, well. I've been saying oh, well too much. I don't know. We'll have a new life. It'll be all right. So this may be like an ongoing thing now. And I don't remember which button it is.
Change the colors.
It's a whole thing. Dude.
By the way, before we get into this last segment, shout out, which I know you did not watch, to WandaVision episodes 1 and 2, because it's a bit of a spoiler. So if you don't want to hear, that's fine. At the end of the episode, when they zoom out and they show that they're in a TV show, right? Like they're being analyzed by Sword or Shield or whoever it is, to make it look futuristic and to make it look like they were in like some kind of facility, they had a roadcaster just there.
Whoa.
On with the buttons and everything, making it look like it was part of Sword. Like, you know, Shield?
Yeah.
Sword is like the off, like a division of Shield.
I have no idea.
Yeah. But they had a roadcaster just there. Huh. Yeah, I'll show you. But anyways.
Yeah. So
we look futuristic.
I don't know if people know. We use a roadcaster to record. That's where all my buttons are. Like, I think there's like no context for some people.
Yeah.
All right. So this may, it'll always have a spin on it. But yeah. I think this is going to be our closing segment. This closing segment is called One Last Bite.
Nice.
So as always, what was the best food you ate this week? We'll always start there.
Man, I had some good food this week. I'll name a couple.
All right.
With something I made that was the best food, I made chicken Philly cheesesteaks. Chicken cheesesteaks, yeah, with fries. Though made it great. Had a garlic sauce in it, which I used with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm learning.
That's an aioli.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm learning. I'm growing. I had some beef adobo yesterday.
Oh.
That Brandy's dad made. That guy's an amazing chef. Like, at this point, he's not a cook, he's a chef. I had this morning, actually, I had this place in Bellflower called The Nest, a breakfast joint. Had some...
you told me about this.
Yeah, biscuits and gravy.
Oh.
Handmade biscuits. I'm pretty sure handmade gravy. But awesome. Awesome, awesome food. I ate good this week.
Wow. Yeah, I had there's a Middle Eastern place around here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, across from the taco place. Hmm. So maybe...
What's it called?
Mazaya. It's next to Curry Hut.
And you didn't go to Curry Hut?
Give me one of Middle Eastern food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds very insensitive, but there's a difference, right? Like, Middle Eastern food is like what?
Oh, it's not Indian food.
Right. But it's like Mediterranean?
Mediterranean... I think it's called Mediterranean. I call it Middle Eastern, whatever.
It's like kebabs and like shawarma.
Like Arabic people, Persians, Armenians, yeah. Turks, all that kind of stuff. I had some falafel. The shawarma was really good.
Mm.
Really good.
You like falafel? I'm not a falafel guy.
Yeah, but I had too much falafel.
Mm.
Don't eat too much falafel.
Yeah.
But then...
I still got to bring you Georgie's. I think you'd really like it.
And then... So, yeah, See, that was really good. It's really good.
Mm.
But we had Thai food at my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
Thai Dara or Thai Dari or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like San Clemente. Crazy good. Got all the appetizers and whatever.
Pad Thai?
I don't like Pad Thai.
Really?
Pad See Ew.
Pad See Ew?
Pad See Ew. The fat noodles. The wide noodles. Oh, those are so good. With beef.
I don't know
what it is. Kind of sweet.
Everyone around me is loving Thai right now.
Dude, noodles.
But I'm just not a big Thai guy. Like, I mean, spring rolls. Is that Thai or is it Vietnamese? Or both? Might be both. With peanut sauce?
Peanut sauce is really Thai, but yeah.
Yeah, sure I had spring rolls yesterday. Vegan spring rolls?
I mean,
they're good.
That's what a spring roll is.
But it had like beef substitute on it.
That's like a vegan egg roll.
But it was like...
Oh, but no egg. That's weird. Okay.
Yeah.
But they had like the sweet sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The dipping sauce, but it was spicy and not too
sweet. Sweet and sour?
Wasn't quite sour, though. So good.
Spicy and sweet.
And then there was like this wonton with shrimp in it, wrapped in fried noodles.
Mm.
And then like the fish cakes, they weren't fishy, you know? And then like dumplings. And then like a curry chicken kebab.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. And then we got like all these soups, pad see ew, pad thai, this eggplant dish, and you know they're like heavy on basil, and then this beef that like comes with cilantro, real good. Ooh, and When's Chinese New Year? I want those beef wraps. Have you had those?
No.
Dude, it's like oily bread with beef and cilantro. That's it. That's so good. So good.
You know what? Shout out to the puffy tacos that I had also.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't handle them.
Yeah, I couldn't. It was too much.
You didn't even eat all the rice and beans either, right?
No.
You just got you. Yeah, they're heavy. They're heavy.
That's heavy.
But best dessert, though. I had some dessert. Shout out to Kimmy's sister, Kayla, who said, you guys should go to Paderia. Not Panaderia. Paderia. And it's...
Like Padre? Like
I don't know. Don't know.
Historia?
I think it's a... I think the owners are Filipino or something. Oh. Or something. I think that's what I heard.
It's Filipino like pastries?
No, no. I had a sea salt chocolate chip cookie. Like melted chocolate. Like there's triple chocolate cookies, peanut butter, egg tarts. I had this tea infused with pineapple, and there was like pieces of pineapple in there.
Mm-hmm.
Best cold brew I've ever tried in my life. It tastes how it should.
Where in the OC was this?
Irvine.
Yeah.
If not Tustin, but yeah.
One of them.
So it's gotta be I don't know. The shawarma wrap was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the Thai food is good, but Thai food's I don't know. I can't pick. We're basically just talking about things we ate this week. Now why is this our closing segment? Because it relates to Disney ever so slightly. What food would you use your annual pass discount on right now? You can't get churros.
Ooh.
Can't get corn dogs.
Okay. Annual, so no quick service.
No. You can't get bajos.
Yeah. Haven't had a bow. But okay.
I know, but you can't even... If
I
you
can't
would,
even
if,
try
if
it.
If you would try something right now, you would get a bow. You can't.
Yeah. Give me... that's an easy one for me, dude. Give me a Monte Cristo.
There it is.
Give me my Monte Cristo. Either one. Either the Blue Bayou one, which has a little bit more dipping sauces, or the... what was it? Creole Cafe... What's it called?
It is not called that.
What is it called?
Cafe Orleans.
Cafe Orleans. There you go. Creole Cafe is a place in San Diego, which was a Comic-Con tradition we used to go to.
I think
mm-hmm.
get some Plaza and fried chicken.
Solid pick.
I think that's what I
some
would do.
Some green beans.
All of
some
it.
Mashed potatoes. A little roll. Ask for the extra
it's
roll.
A biscuit.
Or ask
They'll
for the
give extra, you an extra biscuit?
Just throw it in. It's
not,
dollar.
That, it's not that good of a biscuit. It's not that good of a biscuit, though. Popeyes has better biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah. But so put some butter. Honey on there. Put some jelly on it. That's good stuff, man. It's
and, you know, stuff. The chicken.
Yeah. The chicken.
And then ride Space Mountain 10 times after that. I did that. That was
awesome.
It was. Yeah. I think that's what it would be. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't go to sit down. I mean, I get the Monte Cristo.
Yeah. Because that's the only way I can get Monte Cristo.
Yeah. But I wouldn't.
Surprisingly, more places have Monte Cristos than you think.
Like in general?
Yeah, in general. Like breakfast places, a lot of them have... Any place a time has like... what am I even saying? Any time a place has like brunch offerings, they usually have a Monte Cristo. Like Broken Yolk Cafe, there's a bunch of those. They have a Monte Cristo. Cheesecake Factory has a Monte Cristo. Yeah.
I bet your Cheesecake Factory's Monte Cristo's frozen.
Probably. I like Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, man. It's like the one place I'm not going to go when everything reopens. Why would you waste eating somewhere on a chain?
What's hilarious is that's where I went when Orange County reopened.
Yeah.
I chose Cheesecake Factory. And it was a great experience.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, I went to Knott's and then did I go? Yeah, I went to a few places. Yeah, I did. So, yeah.
Wow.
What?
Knott's, Taste of Knott's was this... Yeah, was recently.
I never got to go.
Calico. Wait, you didn't go to one?
No.
Yikes. I'm sorry. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I got, what's the word?
Bamboozled.
No. Whatever.
Ralphed.
What?
Ralphed.
I don't know what that is. Do you have a Lord of the Rings? See, I'm expecting the music to play again.
Mm.
Do you have a Lord of the Rings sign off?
Let's see. Lord of the Eye, you put me on the spot on that one.
You shouldn't be on the spot. You watch it constantly.
Yeah,
how do you not have something ready?
Literally constantly. Rain,
why didn't the Eagles just take them?
God. I actually heard a whole explanation about that this morning.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings sign off. I don't. Hold on, give me a second.
I've got one.
Go.
A Wizards podcast doesn't go on too long or too short. It ends exactly when it needs to.
Exactly when it means to.
And with that,
I'll see you guys next week.
See you real soon.
Bye.